Paris Jackson joins us. Paris, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Paris, give me your impressions since coming in of your head coach, Chris Jones, and what do you like about him as a coach?
His intensity. He likes practices. He likes having practice. He likes going out there and competing every single day, and that's what we do. We have day two and day three is really competitive kind of day, so I really noticed that that's a lot different than other teams that I go to. They usually grind us through Monday through Friday, so that's a big difference between Jones and other coaches that I've noticed.
So he'll go hard, really intense for 2 days, and the other 2 days are more mental reps?
Yeah, more mental reps, exactly. More mental reps, trying to get on the same page, watching a lot of film. We do a lot of walkthrough, a lot of special teams, and we really try to touch up some loose ends. So, yeah, it's really competitive for two kind of days, day two and day three. And then day four is more of a walkthrough mental day, and then we get ready to kick some butt on that fifth day.
You come in and, you know, your role has just continually grown since you were signed by the Eskimos. Are you a bit surprised at how many balls you've been getting?
Not really. I know they asked me to come in late in the season, talking to Jarius and stuff before I came in, and then knowing that, you know, one of their key receivers went down. I know that they wanted me to come in as fast as I can quickly learn the playbook. They told me I can get on the field. So I studied my butt off for 2 weeks, got the playbook down, and they put me in a good situation working with AD.
Paris Jackson, receiver of the Eskimos, joins us. Paris, I've talked to a lot of the players, say that there is just, you know, the verbiage of this offense is more in-depth than anyone they've ever played on. Same for you?
Yeah, when I first got the playbook and they told me to learn it, and I was kind of shocked a little bit when Jarius called me. He told me it'd be kind of an easy transition for me to understand the playbook, but it's a very different kind of playbook. So what I did is I got with the quarterbacks real quick and the wide receiver coaches and try to iron out the playbook as fast as I can. And it is a lot about verbal and a lot of hand signals at the same time. And, you know, everybody has to be in the right position for every single play to work.
What was so different to this playbook? You know, you've been in the league for, you know, over a decade compared to previous ones that you played on.
Well, it's a West Coast offense, so, you know, there's always a built-in run and pass segment to each play. So it depends on different looks on the defenses and stuff like that. So, you know, it really makes you focus on every task and every single play. Sometimes when you're, you know, used to a familiar playbook or a playbook's more built for the CFL, which is a passing playbook, all you need to do is basically line up. And then as long as your partner, your receiver beside you that can give you a hand signal, you can go on about your business. But in this playbook, you have to hear the play. And when you go out there, you have to execute it.
Safe to say then, even in the huddle, you need to be way more attentive.
Exactly. You got to focus to every single thing. The play is so long. It takes probably about 10 seconds for sometimes the quarterback to explain the whole play. And so everybody has to line up. They have to execute their assignment. And what is good about this playbook also, it tells you what you need to do on each play.
So Paris Jackson joins us. With it being that in-depth, is there more openings for mistakes then? Because of that?
I mean, as much as we meet and as much as we walk through, you know, before we even start practice, we walk through probably 40 to 50 plays, 25 run, 25 pass plays, and those are just walk-through plays. And then when the offensive line and the defense comes out before even practice starts, we probably run another 40 plays. So as long as you're on the same page and as long as you know the concept of what each route basically tells you, you can't mess up.
Paris Jackson, receiver of the Eskimos, joins us, taking on the Riders, 2:30 start at Commonwealth for the West semifinal. Now, Paris, I was watching that game, and it seemed like, you know, the offense was a lot more conservative than we'd seen in the first 17 weeks of games, and even the defense. Was that by nature? Did you guys make the playbook much more vanilla last weekend in Regina on purpose?
Yeah, we did, because we knew that we possibly were going to play them the following week. We don't want to show too much going into the playoffs. You know, looking over 17 weeks We have an identity on offense. But right now, everybody knows all their plays and what plays we like to run and what the other team likes to run and what coverages they like to run. Now it basically comes down to executing. You know, at the end of the day, beating the man across from you, you know. Saskatchewan likes to play a lot of cover four and a lot of man. So you have to beat the man across from you. It's just winning your battles. And that's what we've been talking about all week. You know, you might have a little bit of wrinkles here and there, but you can't change your identity of who you are and who brought you there and what brought you there.
Paris Jackson, receiver of the Eskimos, joins us. So when you go into a game and you know that it's a more vanilla, simplified playbook, and the outcome ultimately for you guys wasn't going to change, you were going to play a home game either way, how much different mentally is it to get in and stay in the pace of the game compared to, if the game actually meant something for the standings or a playoff game? How different actually is it when you're on the field in that game?
Well, you're only as good as your last game. You know, when you jump on that field and you run on that field, you're basically putting yourself on film, not just for this team, but maybe for another team next year. You know, you never know what other people would be, you know, what's going on in their contracts and stuff like that. Some guys are going to become free agents. There's some guys that haven't even played much, you know, so this gives them an opportunity to put on film, you know, a good resume so they can go out there maybe in the off season. And maybe have another job if a job doesn't work out here, you know, after the Grey Cup or whatnot.
How different is this offense? Like, you talked about how on every play there's a run and a play package combined. We know that Matt Nichols is much more of a stationary pocket passer to Mike Riley. So while you have your same identity, they definitely have different strengths. How does that alter the play calling, if any?
I mean, we got to run our plays. I mean, we're confident in all our quarterbacks, whoever's in there, all three or four, you know, quarterbacks that can play that position. You know, you can't change your identity of what kind of offense you are. You know, it's up to the quarterback to go ahead and to make sure he's on the same page and he adjusts his game towards what the offense is accustomed to. And everyone's confident in Matt. I mean, we see Matt running around. You might not see it because we see it every single day. But we see him. He's athletic. He can use his feet. He is more of a pocket passer, but he wants to give us an opportunity to make plays, you know. But now, you know, it's playoff time, and I know he's buckled up and he's ready to go. So we're not going to change anything because, Mike Riley's not in there. We're just going to go out there and execute the plays. We're going to go out there and run our offense. We're going to go out there and be the better team.
Paris, you've obviously won a few Grey Cups. You've been in a few other ones. You have a lot of playoff experience. This team hasn't had a lot of playoff success basically since 2005. When you go into that game on Sunday, how much of the past experience can you share with other guys in this team that haven't had it? And, you know, can you discuss the small things, where as a receiver who's maybe not known to be a great blocker, how crucial that type of thing is in the playoffs? Because you're a guy who's really evolved in his career, who became much better of a blocker and a receiver, where early in your career you're just a great receiver. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of had to evolve and become better in the small details. And I don't know when that switch just magically goes off, but how can you take that experience to a young core of receivers and say, hey guys, like, you might only have one chance. You can't wait to learn this next year.
Well, it's attention to detail. I mean, that's what we're talking about when we watch film. The little things, you know, breaking down every single route that we do, every step that we do when we're blocking. You know, what I think happened is when I came here, I just tried to make sure that they can see how I play. You know, hopefully that rubs off. You know, when we're in the film room, I'm explaining and trying to break it down, the details of every single route and the concepts for the young guys so they understand. You know, we've talked about it. They understand that I've won two Grey Cups, been to three Grey Cups. You know, I know this is a young team that maybe doesn't have the experience in the playoffs. Yeah, and it will be the guys like myself, you know, and Foster and Mike Riley and the guys that have been there and done it before. You know, as the week goes on, we will have to step up in front of the team and explain, you know, what is going to win games and what loses games in playoffs. And everyone knows that turnovers, for one, you know, not lining up and knowing your assignment is two, because then that means you're thinking, you're not just reacting and playing, you know. And if we can take care of, you know, make sure that we don't have any turnovers, we secure the ball, and we work on the details this week, You know, like I said, the playbook's not going to change. But what you need to understand is you need to work out on every single play. Even if it's a run play in your backside, you have to make sure you bust your butt to make sure you're in your position. You're in position just in case the running back breaks a 30 or 40-yard run. You're in position that you don't get a holding call, a penalty, or a clipping call, or that you're in position and your guy doesn't make the play.
Paris, I appreciate your time. Good luck in preparation. Good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.